Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Now the world has waited about 2,600 years now since Habakkuk stood on his watchpost and prayed his prayer of lament. And it turns out that the answer to the question, how long, is something along the lines of a really long time. And given the human proclivity toward putting ourselves first and the human capacity to spiral into corruption and evil, it's not much of a surprise that the cycle of injustice that Habakkuk lamented has happened again and again and again over these centuries. But God's answer to Habakkuk is God's answer to every later generation, and it's God's answer to us today as the world keeps spinning and spiraling and so many of us are doing all that we can just to hang on. We continue to wait. We continue to lament and pray, oh Lord, how long? And hear me on this, it's not only okay to pray this way. Sometimes it might be the only way a sane person can pray in this world. We wait and we pray. But we also look at the world around us with our eyes wide open. And we speak truth into a world that's too often driven by lies. We act with compassion in a world where too many of God's children are being destroyed by the status quo. Even as we gather to pray together this morning, we place our trust in God's promise that there is a new world coming, that there is a vision for the appointed time. But as we wait for it, we also join God in creating it. We not only have faith that the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice, we join God in doing the work to bend this universe toward justice. Like Habakkuk, we write the vision on tablets so that everyone can see it. We write the vision on 101 quilts given to refugees and disaster victims. We write the vision on blankets and cups of coffee shared at the Welcome Church in Philadelphia. We write the vision on 40,000 meals packaged for neighbors who are hungry. We take action in such a way together, even as we continue to ask God to do something about it, to change this world. We realize that we can at the same time rejoice that God has already done something. God has sent the church. God has sent St. Luke. God has sent you and me and all of us gathered together and called to carry out this mission. And God has given us the compassion and the wisdom to see this world honestly. And God's brought us together to do something about it. So today you are given permission to pray like Habakkuk. Bring your frustration if there's frustration. Bring your confusion. Bring your sadness. Bring your anger. Whatever there is, bring it to God in prayers of lament and know that God not only lovingly hears your prayers, God is also at work changing this world into something new. There's still a vision for the appointed time, and even though we're still waiting, it will surely come.